今天的经文是罗马书第八章二十八到三十九节。罗马书第八章二十八到三十九节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。即是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔离呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信 无论是死是生，是天使是掌管的、掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的收造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督耶稣里的。
Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好，各位。
It is good to be here with you again today.
今天能够来给我们大家在一起，非常的好。
Friends, on September the 11th in 2001, Todd Beamer was on a flight 93 that crashed in Pennsylvania.
2001年的九月十一日 ，Todd Beamer 这个人在93号的航班上飞往宾夕法尼亚。结果呢，飞机就失事了。
He said to the terrorists, because there were terrorists on the airplane, he said, "Let's try and take them down." And then the plane crashed.
你知道那天呢，那个泰德就说，我们要是跑到那边去，然后把这个制服这些个恐怖分子嘛，他就是在这个的时候，这飞机就失事了。
Many people died, and he left his wife Lisa and 3 children.
很多人死了。那天呢，他留下他的妻子丽莎和他的三个小孩子。
Lisa said this about her loss.
对于她的损失呢， Lisa 这么说。
Says God's sovereignty has been made very clear to me.
神的主权对我来说是非常的清楚。
When I'm tempted to become angry and ask what if and why us?
当我受试探生气，或者是我问如果怎么怎么样会怎么样，或者是为什么是我们呢这么想的时候。
God says I knew on September 10th and I could have stopped it, but I have a plan for greater good.Than you can ever imagine.
神说，我知道在九月十号那天我就可以阻止他，但是我有一个比你所能想象的更美好的计划。
She says, I don't know God's plan, and honestly, I don't like it very much at the moment.
我不知道神的计划，确实的说，到现在我也不太喜欢。
But I trust that He is true to His promise in Romans 8:28. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him.
但是我相信他在罗马书八章二十八中的应许是真实的，那里说万事，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处。
My only responsibility is to love God.
我唯一的责任就是去爱神。
He'll work out the rest.
他会完成剩下的工作。
And beneath her signature, Lisa writes Genesis 50 verse 20.
在她的下面呢，签名的时候，她写了创世纪的五十章二十节。
The words of Joseph in the Old Testament to his brothers who had sold him into slavery.
那是约瑟对啊，在旧约里那个他的哥哥们把他卖到奴隶去，卖到埃及做奴隶的时候。
As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
约瑟说，你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
Friends, God has a purpose, and His purpose is to make us like Jesus, and He will use whatever it takes.
啊，神，弟兄姊妹，神有个美好的计划，神的计划就是让我们每个人都像耶稣一样，不管他采用什么样的方法。
God can work good in all circumstances.
神在各样的环境当中都能做出美好的事情来。
We see this in verse 28, where God says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
在这个二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按照他的旨意被召的人。
God works for the good of those who love Him.
神为那些爱他的人效力，让他们得到益处。
What is this good?
这个益处是什么呢？
Material prosperity?
是物质上的繁荣吗？
Good health?
身体健康？
A happy marriage?
婚姻幸福？
Successful children?
或者孩子很成功？
No, that is not the point of this verse.
其实完全不是，这一句的话的意思不是在这里。
We see the purpose of this verse in the next verse. God wants to conform us to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers.
我们看着神的旨意是在下一节里，说神的旨意是让我们每个人都可以被磨成他儿子的样式，使他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
Friends, God has promised to work in all circumstances to make us more like Jesus.
神最终的旨意是在各样的环境中来改变我们，让我们越来越变得像耶稣。
We know suffering and death is real.
我们知道痛苦和死亡是真的。
Marriages end.
我们知道婚姻有的时候会破裂。
People lose their jobs.
人们会失去工作。
Children die of drug overdoses.
有的时候孩子们吃毒品会过量，会死于。
There are broken hearts and troubled souls.
在这世上有破碎的心灵，破碎的生命。
There are tears upon tears sometimes.
有的时候人眼泪是不住的往外流啊。
But God can work in that to make us more like Jesus.
但是神在这一切的环境中做工，目的是让我们变成像耶稣一样。
I like the Apostle Paul. When the Apostle Paul was in prison, he wrote in the book of Philippians that he rejoiced, he was happy because the gospel was advancing.
保罗在哥利比在写腓立比书，那时他被软禁，但是他还是欢喜，因为他的看到福音能够传开。
Paul was getting closer to Jesus, and many people were being saved.
保罗来传福音，很多人会得到拯救。
And Joseph, remember in the Old Testament, Joseph that I mentioned earlier, his brothers sold him into slavery, but he can say, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, the saving of many lives.
你知道约瑟在旧约里的时候，他的弟兄们很残酷地把他卖到埃及去做奴隶，但是他能够说，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全我们家中很多人的生命。
Friends, God can turn evil for good.
神能把坏事变成好事。
He is more powerful than evil people. He is more powerful than Satan, and He can take the evil and turn it for good.
神比一切的邪恶更大，神比魔鬼更大，神能把一切的邪恶完全的转回来，来为我们的益处。
Think about the life and death of Jesus.
我们就想想耶稣的生和死吧。
Evil people killed Him and put Him on a cross.
那些邪恶的人把他杀掉，然后把他钉死在十字架上。
And they're guilty, and that was evil.
他们对这个是要有罪责的。
Yet God worked through His death on the cross to make possible our forgiveness and our salvation.
但是神就借着耶稣在十字架上的死，能够赦免我们的罪，让我们得到生命。
God takes the evil and is in control and brings good.
神可以把这个邪恶完全的掌握住，然后让他来为我们的益处来效力。
Friends, Acts chapter 4, verse 27 and 28 say this.
在四章的使徒行传的四章二十七到二十八节说。
Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed.
希律和本丢比拉多、外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所告的圣仆耶稣。
But verse 28, they did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen.
二十八节说，他们这样做，成就了你手和你的意志。所预定必有的事情。
God is king. He is sovereign. He is in control.
你知道神是王，他掌握着所有的主权，他控制着一切。
A few years ago, I was at a conference and I was in a circle with eight other people.
一些年之前呢，我在一个地方来开一个会，和遇到了一些人。
And we talked about our lives.
我们谈到了我们的生活。
And one of the men told us a very sad story.
有一个人告诉了我们一个非常悲哀的故事。
He was about 28 years of age.
他是二十八岁。
He had been married and had a one-year-old baby.
他结婚了，只有有一个一岁的孩小婴孩。
They were on a Christian camp together.
他们去一块儿去一个基督徒的营会。
On Sunday morning, his wife and the baby had to go home because they had another commitment.
因为他的妻子还有他的孩子呢，由于另一个约会，另一个聚会，所以呢，他们得回来。
He kissed her goodbye, kissed the baby goodbye, and they left.
他们就是跟他们再见之后，他们妻子和孩子就离开了。
The mother and the child were in a car accident and died.
结果后来的时候，他这个妻子和他的孩子就在一个交通事故中死掉了。
And he told us that it was a very difficult time.
他告诉我们，其实那段时间对他来说很不容易。
His lovely wife and his baby were gone.
你说他的可爱的妻子还有可爱的孩子都死掉了。
But he still trusted in God.
但是他仍然相信神。
He says, "My wife and my children are with Jesus in heaven now."
他相信说，他现在他的妻子和孩子就与耶稣同在。
It is very difficult, but God is still good and God is still loving.
虽然很难，但是呢，神仍然是好的，神仍然爱我们。
And he said, "My goal." Is to go to Bible college to train to be a pastor to tell more people about this good God.
他说我的目标就是要去到神学院去受训，成为牧师，来传讲神的爱。
God can bring good even through suffering.
神即使在我们的痛苦中也可以为我们效力。
Remember what he said, God works in all things for the good of His people.
这是说神让万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处。
And to make us more like Jesus.
使得我们更像耶稣。
But when we look at the world, it doesn't look good many times.
当我们看真实现实的世界的时候，有的时候不是那么好。
It's like this.
就像这样一样。
A group of people went to a museum.
有一故事说到一个一组人去一个博物馆。
And the guy took them into a dark room.
这个导游呢，带他们进入到一个非常暗一个暗室。
And he took a big light and he shone the light onto this material.
他打开了灯光，灯光呢照着前面的一些东西。
It was string and color and seemed to be apparent chaos. And he said, "What do you think this is?"
看上去呢有很多的线，还有各种不同的颜色，明显是一团糟，一团混乱。他就问这些人：“你觉得这是什么呢？”
And they were looking at it as a torch shot onto this material, and there was bits everywhere. And they said, "We don't know."
那些人看了以后说我们实在不知道。
And then he said, "To understand what you're looking at, you have to get perspective."
他说那个导游说，如果你要想真正看见这是什么呢，你得要调转一个角度。
You have to move from that side to the other side, and then you'll look again, and you will see what it is.
当那个小组呢，就从房间的一个地方移到另一个。地方去的时候
he moved the group over and he took out the torch.
然后呢，他就移过去了之后，他就打开这个聚光灯。
And he shone the torch right over the jumble, what was the jumbled colored string.
他在就是把这个聚光灯的灯呢，照向了那一团乱糟的东西。
And guess what they saw?
你知道他们看到的什么
？A beautiful tapestry.
他们看到这个非常美丽的巨大的挂毯。
It was beautiful and it looked colorful and everything was in the right place.
啊，他们看起来非常的漂亮，每个所有的东西都在它的原来的位置上。
But when I looked at it from the other side, it looked like a mess.
可是当从另一个角度看的时候，完全是一团糟。
And our world is like that. Sometimes we don't know how God is working, and it looks like a mess, like God doesn't have control.
这个世界就是这样，有的时候看着啊是一团烂糟，但是好像是神已经完全的失控了一样。
But God knows what He's doing.
但是神知道他在做什么。
And when we get to heaven, we will see from God's perspective.
当我们到了天上的时候，我们会从神的眼光来看这一切的事情。
And we'll see the beautiful work He's doing in the world despite the evil.
尽管在这个世界上有看到很多的邪恶，但是我们会看到在其中神那美好的旨意。
That was the first thing. God works in all things for the good of His people to make us like Jesus.
神，这是第一点，神借着万事都互相效力，改变我们的生命，使我们更像耶稣。
Secondly, we are secure in the plan and purpose of God, the unbreakable golden chain.
第二个是。我们在神的旨意和计划里，我们是安全的。我们称为这个称为坚不可破的一个金链。
Look at verse 29 and 30.
我们看啊，二十九到三十节。
And he uses five big important words that you need to understand to be secure in Christ.
他在这里用了五个词来证明我们在基督里面是稳固的。
Listen to the verses. For those God foreknew.He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
因为神预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。所预先定下的人，又召他们来。所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Five beautiful words, five beautiful stages in your salvation and in your security.
在啊，在这里啊，在你的啊个人的得救上，有五个词语，也就是五个阶段。
Foreknowledge,
预知
；predestination,
预定
；calling,
呼召
；justification,
称义
；and glorification.
和得荣耀。
I hope your brains don't hurt.
你要记住这五个词。
The first thing is foreknowledge of God.
第一个就是神的预知。
For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
When the Bible says that God knew us or knows us or He foreknew us, it means He set His love and choice upon us.
当神说他预知我们，他其实就是他把他的爱首先拣在爱中拣选了我们。
He decided to show us grace.
他决定要向我们展示他的恩典。
He decided to save us.
他决定要拯救我们。
In the Bible, when we hear the word know, when God says He knows us, it means He knows us in personal relationship.
但圣经中说他知道我们，认识我们，他指的是在个人的关系上给我们有关系。
Amos 3:2 says, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth."
在阿摩斯书三章二节说，在地上的万族中，我只认识你们。
Well, the truth is, God knows all the families of the earth.But he knows them in a special way. He has a relationship with them.
其实神认识地上所有的人，但是他这里说认识我们，他指的是给我们建立一个关系。
Hosea says, "It was I who knew you in the wilderness. God knows and chooses His people."
这里何西阿书说，我曾在干旷野干旱之地认识你，神认识他的百姓。
Jeremiah says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you," says God.Before you were born, I set you apart.
耶利米书一章五节说：“我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。”
And why did God choose Israel to be His people?
为什么神拣选以色列人做他的子民呢？
Because God loved them and made a promise to them.
因为神爱他们，神给他们应许他们。
So the Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples.
申命记七章的七到八节说，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们， 并非你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们脱离埃及王法老的手。
God chose to be gracious and to save Israel.
神在恩典中拣选以色列，要拯救他们。
And God says to us today, 1 Peter chapter 1, we are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God.
啊，彼得前书一章二节说，神也是这样的预定拣选我们，说根据神的预知，我们被神拣选。
So foreknowledge means God chose to save us. Secondly, predestined means God decided to bring us salvation also.
第二个是预定，神就是预先决定要拯救我们。
God is the author of salvation from beginning to the end.
从头到尾，神是我们救恩的元帅。
I think about my own life.
我想到我自己的生活。
I was born in Greece.
我出生在雅典。
But I was in God's mind from the beginning of the world.
其实在神在创世之前，神就我已经在神的心意中。
God knew me.And decided to save me even before I was born.
即使在我出生之前，神已经认识我，已经决定要拯救我。
Then I was born and I came to Australia in 1965.
后来我出生之后，然后1965年我来到澳洲。
I was three.
那时候三岁。
I'm a lot older now.
现在很岁数更大了。
And then I went to a school where God sent a Christian teacher.
哎，我去了个学校，神呢在那里差遣了一个基督徒的老师。
So God is working all of this.
你看，神在这一团，在所有的事情中在做工。
And then when I was 14, I went to his Bible study group.
当我十四岁的时候，我去了他的查经班。
And he taught me the Bible.
他告诉我圣经。
And as I read the Bible, I came to understand what it means to be a follower of Jesus.
当我读圣经的时候，我才理解到什么叫。耶稣的门徒，跟随他的门徒。
I was under God's judgment, and Jesus was the only way of salvation.
啊，神要审判我，但是耶稣要拯救我。
And I realized I needed Jesus.
我意识到我需要耶稣。
The Holy Spirit worked in my life to make me aware that I needed to come back to Jesus.
啊，圣灵在我的心中做工，让我意识到我需要回归到耶稣的里面。
And I was saved.
我就得到救了。
Tonight at our 6 o'clock service, two men in their 20s are going to be baptized.
今天晚上有两个年轻的人，啊，24岁年轻人，他们要受洗，要信耶稣。
God has opened up their heart to receive the message as they have read the scriptures.
当他读圣经的时候，神开了他们的心，让他们明白圣经上的真理。
One of them lives in the nightclub scene. Nightclubs 5 nights a week.
有一个人，他生活在这个夜总会俱乐部里，那里每星期五天都这样。
He was living far from God.
他活得离着神很远。
And God spoke to him to come to church one morning.
一天早上，神告诉他要来教会。
And at 11 o'clock service, just about over there near where Ivan is sitting, he was sitting there.
啊，11点的时候，我看到他坐在那儿。
And after the service, I spoke to him.
啊，聚会之后又给他去说话。
Then he came to church again.
他后来来的教会。
Then he joined a Bible study group.
他们开始查经。
And he gave his life to Jesus.
后来他把他的生命交给耶稣。
That's the third word. God calls us.
第三个词，这是第三个词，神呼召了我们。
Through the preaching of the gospel and the work of the Holy Spirit, God calls us. We come to Him.
通过传福音，通过圣灵的工作，神呼召了我们。
And then fourthly.He justifies us.
第四个是，他称我们为义。
That word is from the law courts.
这个词是在法律法院上的词。
Because Jesus has died for you, God declares you not guilty.
因为神拯救了你，神宣判你无罪。
By faith.
就是因着信。
God does His work, but you have to place your faith in Jesus. You have to believe in Him. You have to turn from your sins.
神已经做了他的工作，你也需要。在信心当中来接受耶稣。
And when you do so, the Bible also says the fifth word.
当你这么做的时候，当你这么做的时候，圣经说这第五个词就是得荣耀。
You'll be glorified when Jesus comes again and you get a new body, a spiritual body. But he says here, Paul, as if it's all, he says glorified as if it's already happened.
这里说，让你得荣耀，其实当耶稣再来的时候，神会给你一个新的荣耀的身体。但是在这里说，得荣耀是用的是过去时，是你已经得了荣耀。
God knows us.
神知道我们。
God predestines us.
神预定了我们。
God calls us.
神呼召了我们。
God justifies us.
神称我们为义。
And God glorifies us.
神让我们得荣耀。
Means we're going to heaven.
将来我们会到
天。We should be happy.
我们应当高兴。
You just sit there. We should jump up and down and celebrate.
你应当站起来跳跳蹦蹦的，然后应当高兴。
And it's not because I'm good.
不是因为我好。
Because God is good.
因为神是好的。
Not because I died on a cross.
不是我去了。
Jesus died on a cross.
而是耶稣死在十字架上。
And God knew you. If you were here, God knew you. You believe in Him before the creation of the world, and He brought people into your life to tell you about Jesus, and you have come to Him.
神认识你，在你创世之前，神就认识你。他拣选你，让在这里，然后让你得到拯救。
And Paul writes to the church in Rome and says, "This is what God has done for us. Be safe and secure. No condemnation if you have a relationship with Jesus."
这是保罗就给这个信徒们所写的。你们已经得到拯救，你们在基督里面是平安的。就你信了耶稣，就再也不会被定罪了。
And then verse 31 and 39, it says, "We are more than conquerors."
第三个就是在31到39节说我们是得胜有余的人。
If we have all of this in our relationship with God, no one can bring any charge against us.
如果我们跟神有了好的关系，没有一个人再能定我们的罪。
No one can separate us from God's love.
没有一个人，没有任何的事物能够使我们与神的爱隔绝。
In verses 31 to 39, there are four questions and four answers.
在这段圣经里有四个问题，有四个答案。
I love this section.
我喜欢这一段的经文。
I like the other section too.
我也喜欢别的段。
It says, "If God is for us, who can be against us?"
这是说，如果神要帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Well, there are a lot of people can be against us.
你知道，当然有很多的。人事物反对我们。
Your family might be against you.
你的家庭可能反对你。
Your boss might be against you.
你的老板可能反对你。
The government could be against you.
政府可能反对你。
The society can be against you.
这个社会可能抵挡你。
But what he says, if God is for us, who can be against us?
但是这里说
，They don't matter.
神要是帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？我们一点不在乎他们。
We have God on our side.
因为我们里面有神呢。
If you have God, that's enough.
如果我们有了神，这就足够了。
When I became a Christian, my family was not happy.
当我信耶稣的时候，我们家里不高兴，家里人。
My family was ashamed.
我们的家庭觉得很丢脸。
What will all the other people say?
那别的人会怎么说？
It doesn't matter what the other people say.
别人说什么并不重要。
It's between you and God through Jesus.
那是神跟你之间在耶稣基督里面的关系。
I learned early on as a Christian, I have God, that's enough.
从我年轻的时候做基督徒，我就知道了，如果有了神，那就足够了。
Jesus is my Savior, that's enough.
耶稣是我的救主，那就足够了。
I have the Holy Spirit, that's enough.
我知道我有圣灵，那就足够了。
I'm living for Jesus, that's what matters.
我为耶稣而活，那个才是最重要的。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神要帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
You know what he says in verse 32?
你知道32节怎么说的吗？
We don't have to worry because he did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all. How will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
我们不需要担心，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
God gave up his son for us. He will stay with us forever.
你知道神为了我们舍弃了他自己的儿子，神永远是向着我们的。
Second question: Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen?
第二问题是谁能够控告神所拣选的人呢？
Well, the answer is no one.
答案是没有人。
It is God who justifies.
因为神已经称我们为义了。
It's like going to court one day.And the judges up the front, and the accusers bring charges.
就像我们带到法庭上，然后呢，这个控告的人控告我们。
God has justified us. God has declared us not guilty. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. The judge has already spoken.
这个法官就是神已经宣判我们罪了，别人说什么都没有关系了。
Thirdly, who is he that condemns?
第三个，谁能定他们的罪呢？
Sometimes the devil, the enemy, tries to condemn me.
有的时候啊，这个敌人就是魔鬼，常常的控告我们。
Maybe accusing me of pride，
可能啊控告我们很骄傲。
Or lust，
我们有情欲。
Or cheating，
或者欺骗别人。
Or laziness，
或者是懒惰。
Satan wants to accuse us to make us feel guilty， but we are not condemned because of Jesus。
魔鬼常常的控告我们，让我们感觉到有罪疚感，但是耶稣。称我们是无罪的。
After the 9 o'clock service this morning, a man was walking out, shook my hand in tears.
今天早上啊，9点钟的啊聚会之后，有个人出来，然后跟我握手，脸上眼中流着泪水。
He said, "Thank you for this message that I'm preaching now. Thank you, brother." He said.
他说：“谢谢你啊，弟兄，谢谢你今天所传讲的信息。
”This morning, Satan tried to stop me from coming to church.
今天啊，魔鬼设法的不让我来到教会。
But God wanted me here because I needed to hear that message today that in Jesus I am not condemned, I am set free.
他说我感谢主，神啊，来的，我只听了信息，知道神已经不再定我的罪了，我在基督里面是自由的。
Sometimes Satan condemns us, sometimes we condemn ourselves.
有的时候魔鬼控告我们，有时候我们自己也来控告我们。
One of the men being baptized tonight often condemns himself.
今天那个其中一个受洗的人，他就是常常的定罪自己。
Because he lived a sinful life for five or six years, he feels guilty still.
因为他啊，过去5-6年过在一个有罪的生活里，他仍然感觉到有罪疚感。
And we remind him that the blood of Jesus has washed away sin.
但是我们提醒他，耶稣基督的宝血已经洗净你一切的罪。
And when he goes into the water tonight, he comes out of the water. It is symbolic that the sins have been washed away. He's a new person, but he has to hold on to God's promises.
知道，当他今天晚上受洗的时候，进入水，他从水里出来的时候，提醒我们，神已经洗净了他一切的罪，他不再被定罪了，但是他需要紧紧的抓住神的应许。
God doesn't charge us, God doesn't condemn us, He saves us.
神不谴责我们，神不定我们的罪，神拯救我们。
And finally, in this passage, the fourth question is, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
最后一个问题是，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Verse 36, as it is written, for your sake,We face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
36节，如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
Then the positive, no, no, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
第三十节，回答是没有。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Friends, it's a great message that nothing can separate you from God's love.
这是个很伟大的信息，没有任何的事物能让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Throughout my life, there've been many, many issues that I've had to face, but nothing separates me from God's love.
咱们的一生中，我们可能有很多的问题需要面对，但是没有任何的事情能够让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Friends, even those who lose their lives for Christ.
即使对那些个为了基督的缘故失去生命的人，也是这样。
Even in Syria or Sudan,
即使在啊，在叙利亚，在苏丹
，or China or Vietnam,
或者是在中国和越南
，Indonesia or Bangladesh,
或者印度尼西亚，或者孟加拉国
，Even if you suffer or are imprisoned or even lose your life,
即使
you are not separated from God's love,
即使你啊受苦，即使你为耶稣献上生命，也没有什么能使你与神的爱隔绝。
We can walk away from God.
我们可能啊，走开，离开神。
Because we think God is not there and God doesn't love us.
可能我们想啊，神不再关怀我们了，神他不再爱我们。
But God calls us to open up our eyes and see that He loves us, that He is working for our good.
但是神让神开我们的眼睛，看到神让万事都在为我们效力。
Now it says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
因为我深信，无论是死是生是天使。是掌权的，是有能的事，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
When I preach at the funeral of a Christian believer, I preach with hope and confidence.
当我啊在基督徒的葬礼上讲到的时候，我是带着信心和盼望来宣讲的。
I preach with the cross of Jesus in view.
我在耶稣基督的十字架里面来宣讲。
I preach with eternity in view.
我从永恒的角度来宣讲。
I preach with the truth there is no condemnation.
我宣讲在基督里面你不会被定罪的真理。
And I preach with the hope that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我带着希望来讲道，知道没有任何的东西能够使我们与神在耶稣基督里的爱隔绝。
And I rejoice because God can be trusted in all things to work for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
我喜乐，因为我们可以信靠神，他会使万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按照他的旨意被召的人。
But you need to hold on to these truths you have heard today to make you strong in Jesus.
你需要今天紧紧地抓住你今天所听到的真理，才让你的基督的生命能够强壮起来。
If your life is comfortable, if your life is happy today, hold on to these truths because when the tragedy comes, when the suffering comes, you need these truths to keep you strong in God.
当你今天好过得很幸福、很喜乐的时候，你需要紧紧地抓着真理。当啊你的难处来的时候，当你的痛苦临到的时候，你能够在基督里面站立得住。
People who have it easy don't understand what it means to persevere for God.
啊，那些个。总是过得很逍遥的人的生活，在他现在过那样的生活，他就不知道怎么样能够在基督里面站得稳。
And one little thing goes wrong, and they say, "Where's God? I don't believe in God. He didn't do anything."
啊，当有个小事发生的时候，哎呀，神在哪里？我会觉得神什么也不用给我们做。
God is working through good, through evil, through suffering to make you more like Jesus, like our elder brother Jesus.
神。利用好事、坏事和个人的痛苦来改变我们的生命，使我们像我们的长兄耶稣基督一样。
One final story.
最后一个故事。
There's a church in South Africa.
在南非一个教会。
It was a night congregation with about 2,000 people in the building.
啊，这是在一个啊晚上的聚会，有2,000人在一个教会。
A beautiful church, Christ-centered church.
啊，在一个啊一个很美好的教会，是以基督为中心的。
They reach whites, they reach blacks, they reach Indians, they reach everyone with the gospel.
他啊能够外展到黑人、白人，能够接触到每一个人。
Then in the night service, some men came into the building with machine guns and hand grenades.
啊，结果有天在聚会的时候，有些人带机枪的到这个聚会中来。
And they started shooting, and they threw out the hand grenades.
他们开始就是来射击。
40 or 50 people died.
40 to 50个人死掉了。
Many injured.
很多人受伤了。
Many lost arms or legs.
有的人啊，很多人失去了手臂，失去了腿。
And I read a book by the pastor of that church that he wrote a few years later as they thought about what took place.
好，我后来读了一本书，是这个教会的牧师写的。
The church got stronger.
结果教会变得更坚强了。
More people became converted.
很多更多的人来到教会被改变。
And he said, "What kept us going was knowing that God was sovereign, God was king, God was in control, and He could even work through the evil of evil people to fulfill his purposes.
他是神啊，在掌管着一切的主权，即使那些个坏人做着坏事，但是神仍然在这种啊邪恶中做工，来啊使教会变得更强大。
They knew the truths of Romans 8.
他们需要罗马书第八章的真理。
And when suffering came, they stood strong for God.
当痛苦来的时候，当逼迫来的时候，他们能靠着主站立得住。
May God help us to bring glory to Him.
愿意神来帮助我们来。归荣耀给神。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the salvation you bring us through the Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，我们感谢你，谢谢你借着耶稣基督带给我们的救恩。
Because of Jesus, there is no condemnation.
因为有耶稣，我们在他的里面不再被定罪。
And no separation.
也再也不会让我们与神的爱隔绝。
We have been justified.
我们被神来称义。
We've been glorified.
我们已经得荣耀。
Help us to live for Jesus and for His glory.
帮助我们为基督、为他的荣耀而活。
And we offer our lives to you, God.
我们把我们的生命献给你。
Do your work in us that we would become more like Jesus.
在我们的中间做工，使我们更像耶稣。
We trust you. We believe in you.
我们相信你，我们信靠你。
Fill us with your Spirit.
愿你用你的圣灵来充满我们。
With a new passion and a new commitment to reach others with the gospel.
让我们带着新的热情，带着新的委身，来让人更多的人来听到福音。
To see others experience the great joy we have experienced.
让别人也经历我们所经历到的喜乐。
And experience eternal life with us.
能够经历到我们所得到的永生。
Amen.
Amen.